Natasha and Vincent safely parachuted out of the plummeting cargo plane, but they've landed in what appears to be the middle of nowhere. The land is nothing but barren rolling hills. The sky is a depressing gray. There is no civilization in sight. But they luck out when they find a two-lane paved road that leads toward the horizon. The road is headed in the general direction that the plane was headed, so they follow it, hoping that it leads to the secret city. It takes them a day and a half, but they finally see it. The secret city in the hazy distance.
I can't believe it. We actually found it.
Let's have a look. Do you have the binoculars in your pack?
Yep, here it is.
Definitely zero human activity. The place is abandoned for sure.
But this have to be the place.
Just because we can't see any activity from here doesn't mean there's no activity. Papa Bear is probably holed up in one of those buildings with a small contingent of his thugs.
I guess so. Okay, let's go.
Hold on. We should wait till night and go in under the cover of darkness.
But
I know you want to go in right this second with guns blazing, but we need to think professionally and not emotionally. And it's only a few more hours till nightfall.
Okay.
And so they unpack their gear and set up camp. A couple of lightweight sleeping bags with an LED lantern between them and MREs for dinner. They then tuck into their sleeping bags. The clouds crack open to let some moonlight shine down on them.
So, we never got to finish that conversation.
Which one?
The one where you were going to tell me what it's like to have a brain of an alien.
I don't have alien brain. Maybe just part of it.
And
I don't know. Do you remember in the first Jason Bourne movie how he doesn't know who he is? But then he has these flashes of memory or can do stuff that he has no idea how he learned to do. It's kind of like that.
What kind of memories?
A lot of this had to do with practical things, like how to fly the spaceship. But I had dreams where I'm pretty sure I'm in his home world.
No shit.
Yeah, but I don't have like a clear picture of the place. It's almost like I have a limited access. Only like I've been prevented from seeing the whole picture.
It sounds like Misha put up firewalls to limit what you can see.
That's exactly how it feels like. There is something more than I know is there. I can totally sense it.
Maybe he was. Maybe he didn't want to reveal that. Maybe that's what's being hidden from you. The true powers of these aliens. Because the last thing they want us to know is their true powers. And how we can potentially exploit them.
But that's what's confusing. I don't get the sense of them using superpower in their world. One thing I know for sure is they are peaceful. No violence, no crime. And the only weapons they have are on a ship that travel to.
To Earth? Can you fucking blame them?
But are these a real memory? Or did Misha just plant false memories so I could know the truth? Huh? Thinking about all this giving me headache.
Well, maybe I can distract you. These sleeping bags can sit together to make a large one, you know.
What exactly are you suggesting, Mr. Agent Man?
That's former Mr. Agent Man to you.
Yeah? What should I call you now?
You can call me Natasha's little bitch.
Oh, I like that. Now come here and pleasure me, my little bitch.
Vincent can't zip together the two sleeping bags fast enough. After the coital activities, the twosome cuddle up and doze off under the light of the moon and the hush of the desolate landscape. But their sleep is disturbed when they are awakened rather rudely with automatic rifles pointed at their faces. The culprits are three men dressed and geared up like black ops operatives. Natasha's pretty sure the men are Papa Bear's thugs, Vincent and Natasha are black-bagged and zip-tied and driven into the secret city. They are taken to the rooftop of one of the abandoned buildings. The bags are then removed from their heads.
I can't believe it. You're actually here, with boots on the ground, doing your dirty work. I would say it's nice to see you again, Papa Bear. But I would be lying.
Papa Bear actually looks like a Papa Bear. He's about 6'5" tall and just about as wide. A knee-length fur coat is draped over his massiveness. He's got a heavy beard. The moonlight glints off his shaved head.
Natasha, my favorite child. For me, it's not a lie to say it is good to see you. I'm also not going to lie to you either. I would have preferred if my men had done their jobs and brought you to me in a body bag.
Well, if we've been honest, then I have to say is fuck you.
Cheeky as ever. Don't ever change, Natasha. And Vincent, it's good to finally meet you. Let me just say that you must be sporting a fat pair of balls to voluntarily be in a romantic relationship with this one. But at the same time, I don't blame you.
Thanks, I guess.
Vincent, don't be nice to him. Okay, Papa Bear, enough with this bullshit. Where is my sister? Where's her baby? I swear to God, if you heard them...
Your sister and your niece are doing fine. They've been well taken care of. After all, that child is precious, precious, precious.
Let me see them.
I'm afraid not. This is the end of the road for you and your boyfriend. But let me just say that I'm very impressed that you've made it this far. I knew that when we recruited you, that you'd be a top-notch agent.
Well, let me just say that you have a fucked up way to show your appreciation.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. But it had to be done. Country is bigger than the individual. That's in the job description, Natasha. And I'm disappointed that you let your self-interests get in the way of your duty.
You crossed the line when you went after my family.
Then maybe tell your sister she should stop fucking aliens and having hybrid babies.
Asshole!
Papa Bear motions to his thugs, and they walk Natasha and Vincent to the edge of the 15-story building.
Mr. Papa Bear? Before you toss us off the building, maybe you could fill us in on your grand plan to let us know what we're about to die for.
What are you trying, Vincent? Is this the keep the villain talking about his plan to take over the world while the good guys buy time to come up with a plan of escape routine?
I thought it was worth a shot.
I'm not surprised that's the best you could come up with. After all, you are an Ovum agent.
Hey, you know what? Enough with trashing Ovum. They're not that bad.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, I'm not throwing you two off the building. I wanted to show you something. Look out there, just past the city limits. See that field with the knee-high grass? There's a creek that runs through there. I like to take a walk along that creek when I'm feeling, shall we say, some anxiety. Calms me right down. Better than the meds the shift for brains doctors prescribe me. I'm going to bury your bodies out there. Nice, right? A beautiful piece of land like that? Don't ever say I didn't do anything nice for you.
Papa Bear's thugs haul Natasha and Vincent away out of the building and toss them into the bed of a pickup truck. The truck makes its way to the field with the calming creek.
You know what I have been thinking?
What? That maybe you should have chosen a different career?
No, I love my job. I always have. But I have been thinking, it might be time for a change.
Like what? Retire from the business, find a nice guy, get married, have a little family?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, are you shitting me?
No, I'm not shitting you.
Wow.
I know. This whole thing with Vera and her baby got me thinking about being a mom and all that.
Yeah, I can see that. And by finding nice guy, you do mean me, right?
Of course.
In that case, I'm all in. I accept your proposal for marriage.
Wait, what?
You just proposed to me, and I accepted.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. And it's just a shame that we're about to get shot in the back of our heads.
The thugs pull Natasha and Vincent off the truck and march them through the field. And sure enough, there's the creek. The sky is starting to light up with the rising sun. Next to the creek, there are two men digging a deep hole, a.k.a. a grave.
Hey, we're not finished digging yet. It's only half as deep.
It's deep enough. These two aren't going to mind.
Actually, I kind of mind. One good flooding of the creek, our sad little bodies might get washed up from the shallow grave.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, but don't blame us when we come back from the dead as zombies and eat your brain. Although in your case, there's not much to worry about. Because you need to have a fucking brain to attract zombies.
I said shut up.
Извините его. Forgive him. He tried to be a comedian when he get nervous. Like when he's about to get executed.
You shut up too.
The thugs have Natasha and Vincent kneel next to the grave, facing the 3-foot-deep rectangular hole the size of a full-sized mattress.
How are you so calm?
Remember the part where I have an ability as an alien?
Okay, so what are you gonna do? Read their minds and find out that they're truly gonna blow our brains out?
Oh, Vincent, you have to have a little bit more imagination.
Natasha stares out into the middle distance, concentrating hard. And soon, there is the telltale hum of the spaceship approaching fast.
What the fuck is that sound?
The gun-toting thugs and the grave-digging thugs look up and see Vyershka coming into view. They are slack-jawed as she hovers over them. 4 quick pulses of blue light shoot out of Vyershka's belly and hit the 4 thugs, who are immediately vaporized.
Did you make that happen with your newfound telepathic powers?
Yep.
Would you believe I'm incredibly turned on right now?
Vincent, please, let's stay focused. My sister, her baby, remember?
Of course, but then maybe afterwards?
After we extract my sister and her baby, you and I can fuck for a month straight if you want.
Not that I needed more motivation for this mission, but then, there you go. All right. Let's go kick some Papa Bear ass and save Vera and her kid.
Well, sure. But let's first thank Vyershka for her effort.
Thank you, Vyershka. You fine bitch.
Thank you, Vyershka. You are fine bitch.
Support Deep State Dossier on Patreon at patreon.com/deepstatedossier for a whole bunch of exclusive stuff. We will shout out your name or your business name on the beginning of our show, as well as on Twitter. We also have a special episode of Natasha's Sexy Dreams recorded only for our Patreon patrons. And of course, if you enjoyed the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a nice review. For more information, including supporting material for each episode, visit RadioJuiceMedia.com, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thanks for listening, and have a very sexy day.